This campaign season, we've been hearing the stump speeches from the presidential candidates as they travel across America. Tonight, we have extended excerpts from two of the third-party candidates. Harry Brown is running for president on the Libertarian Party ticket. Brown is an author and investment advisor and is on the ballot in all 50 states. Here is part of an address he gave last month at a fundraiser in Arlington, Virginia.
The most important question in America today is simply this, and it must be asked of the American people. Would you give up your favorite federal programs if it meant you never had to pay income tax again? Because that is the equation. I don't care who is in the White House. I don't care who controls Congress. They will never cut $1 from the federal budget as long as they try to do it one program at a time. Figure it out. The first time they try to cut something, the people who are affected by it scream bloody murder. And why shouldn't they? After all, they know intuitively that their program is going to be cut or slowed down or in some other way affected adversely, but nothing else is going to change. They know the budget isn't going to get smaller. They know government is going to continue to get bigger in spite of their program being cut. They know their tax load is not going to be reduced. They know that government will remain as expensive and oppressive and intrusive as it was before, except that they will no longer be getting as large a check from the government. So why shouldn't they complain? And what about everybody else? Is there anybody else out there who sees that just cutting this program is going to make his taxes lower, is going to make government any less intrusive in his business, is in any way going to change the nature of government? Of course not. Government will still get bigger and bigger and bigger. So why should they come to the support of the budget cutters? Who's going to support the congressmen when they say we're going to cut this one program? Nobody. The only way we are ever going to cut government by even $1 is to cut it by a monumental amount at one time. And that is to wrap all of these programs up together, get the federal government out of all of these areas that it has stuck its nose into and made such a mess of over the last 30 to 60 years, and combine it with the repeal of the federal income tax. That way, if you are getting a farm subsidy, a student loan, or maybe you just love the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, whatever it is you think is so wonderful about the federal government, it comes down to this. Would you be willing to give up your favorite federal programs if it meant you never had to pay income tax again? That is the equation. The cost of your favorite program is not 20 cents a day, or $3 a month, or $20 a year, or whatever figure the politicians put on it when they try to trivialize it and say it really doesn't cost as much of anything at all. The cost of your favorite federal program is the cost of all the favorite programs, of everybody's favorite federal program, because you can't get yours unless everybody else gets his. And that doesn't add up to $20 a year. That adds up to $1 trillion a year. $1 trillion in income and Social Security taxes that is being sucked out of the economy. And if that $1 trillion were left in the economy, it would buy a job for everybody who wants to work and charity for everyone who can't work. That $1 trillion belongs to the American people. They are the ones who should decide how it should be spent. Every dollar you earn should be yours to spend, to save, to give away as you see fit, not as Bill Clinton or Bob Dole thinks is best for you, and not as they will dole it back to you as though you were a child on an allowance.
Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate.